This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, asking you the tough questions, but questions that bring sanity to the political discourse. I'm glad you're with me. You can reach us at KJRadio.com. Give us a call at 844-551-8255. People don't like Trump, right? They don't like Donald Trump. Leftists say they don't like him. Yeah, do you believe it? Just curious, do you believe that in their heart of hearts, they really don't like Trump? Do they not like Trump? Here's another question for you. Do they not like his policies? Policies that have enriched them in ways that Obama couldn't. Oh, Obama had an amazing stock market. Fake money. Fake money stock market. The dollar getting devalued. Trade. It was a joke. Jobs that didn't pay you what they needed to pay you. I could go on. So Donald Trump steps in, gives you a bigger stock market. I don't know what the growth is, but it's significant. A bigger stock market, record-breaking stock market, record-breaking lowering of the poverty rate. We talked about that the other day. Record-breaking number of people, 157 million people working, more than in any time in American history. Record-breaking lowest unemployment for blacks and women and Latinos, and on and on. I played a clip the other day. I don't know when we played it, but it was Steve Cortez, and he was giving statistics. He says, Latinos are starting businesses again. Latino men are the fastest growing business starting segment in the country right now. It was practically a commercial for La Raza. Donald Trump is treating Latinos so well. And here's Cuomo, yeah, but so what? You just only think about your money? You don't think about how he's insulting you? And Steve Cortez is like, we think about it all. We don't see it as an insult. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. So what is it you don't like about Donald Trump? I'm just curious. Yeah. We have all these candidates that want to run against him. They want to face him. You would think if you were smart on the Democrat side, you'd say, you know what? I will wait. I'll wait another 4 years. Unless you're Joe Biden and you're like 183 or Bernie Sanders, you're 218, then you can't wait. Elizabeth Warren, how old is she? Like 99 or something? You can't wait. But if you're Buttigieg or one of them, those folks, Tulsi Gabbard, you got time, 4 years. Why do you want to challenge the King Midas? Jeez. I'm just saying. Look, I've been a fighter a long time in my life. There were times when you don't know if you're quite ready to get in there with that dude that you've been watching for 5 years and he's the dojo bad butt. Yeah, maybe you need to wait. I've never had a problem going, yeah, I'll just wait. I'll wait till I feel like my skill set is there. There'll be something to show me that I'm ready. I've had to wait in this industry. I remember when I first wanted to go on TV, I was like, man, they can't argue. I wish I'd go on TV. And then I remember thinking, watching TV, boy, that would have stumped me. Then suddenly I didn't want to go on TV. But by the time I was on TV and ready to go on TV, I was ready. My skills had been honed. What do you not like about Donald Trump? I'm being serious, lefties. What do you not like? What could you possibly not like? You don't like what? Obama says, I'm going to close Gitmo. He didn't do it, and he let bad people out. What's Trump done to Gitmo? What's Trump done to women's right to choose and reproductive nonsense? What's he done? There are still guns on the street. There have been guns on the street your entire lives. What's he done? Oh, he talks bad about Mexico. Really? So let's say that we went for that. Let's say I want to play a little word game. Okay, what's it done to Mexicans? How's it impacted them? Oh, the illegals can't come over anymore? You do know they are illegal, right? What's he done? Really done to border policy outside of enforce it? Hey, let me ask you this. How you living? That's what we like saying to black in the hood. How you living, man? What's up, kid? How you living, baby? Living good, boy. And to Donald Trump, I got a friend. I told you guys, Willie. Can't stand Donald Trump. You know what? His business is through the roof. four times over last year, two times last year over what it was the year before that. And in the time of Obama, you want to know what he had to do? He filed for bankruptcy. But he doesn't like Trump. See, I like these disingenuous lefties. I love that dude, man, because he's my boy. But he's a disingenuous lefty who doesn't want to see the light. What could he not possibly like about Trump? An economy that by all measurements, especially GDP, is growing at an astounding rate. Americans unemployed, lowest in 51 years, 3.7%. And it can't get any lower. Number of Americans employed, I talked about this, almost 158 million employed, more than in the history of our nation. 500,000 new jobs in manufacturing that Obama said would never come back. And he lost them in his last year. He lost 17 or 19,000, I can't remember the exact number. Hispanic, Asian unemployment, lowest in history. Women, 4.1%, lowest unemployment in history. 65 years, I should say, not history. Lowest unemployment of America's veterans in 18 years. Presently, more jobs available than people who can fill them. 3.6 million Americans left the food stamp, the SNAP program, in order to get J-O-Bs that Donald Trump created. Can I get a hallelujah out there from you lefties, huh? Most American citizens taking home money because of the reduction of personal and corporate income taxes and because they make more money at their good paying jobs. Median household income has risen by 4.2%. Where's your baby black Jesus now, huh? Huh, Democrats, huh? Where's your baby black Jesus now? What else did Donald Trump do? Well, he brought them three black boys over. Was it two? Whatever the number is. Black fellas back from China. They were going to be stuck under Barack Obama. He gave Tom Arese, at least $10,000. It may have been $25,000 once he got back from Mexico because Barack Obama couldn't even get him out of jail over there. What about the return of the remains of the soldiers that were lost in North Korea? Do we really want to talk about North Korea? And the fact that Donald Trump brought him to the negotiation table? Oh, I know. It's nothing. It's nothing! Federal judges who uphold the Constitution, including the Supreme Court, as of a couple days ago, that number was up to 162, and it's already paying dividends. Can I get a hello? Can I get a hallelujah? Securing the nation's borders from interlopers and rapists and drug dealers and human traffickers? Trade agreements with Japan, Canada, South Korea, Mexico, soon to be China, got them on the run, eradicated $2 trillion of debt in the government, NATO's paying their bills. What is it not to like about Donald Trump? Can I get a hallelujah before we come back?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I talked the other day about a guy's name is Shane Gillis. And he's creating a controversy within the left, particularly leftist comics, because leftist comics have bought into this idea of political correctness and how they speak. And so these guys are just, they're trained, you know, eunuchs. I don't even find their comedy that funny. Now, I will admit, having to talk around political correctness does have its own sort of comedic flair to it. But I'm the type of person, if I notice something, I tell people this all the time, man, if you got a zit on the front of your nose, don't act like I'm not going to know. I'm not the one who's going to pretend it ain't there. I'm not. I might, if we're in a meeting or something, I might. But I'm just saying, the minute that we get into a less controversial, you know, not controversial, but like a place where, you know, it's not like something serious, I'm going to be like, dude, what's with that zit, boy? You know, when is the baby to be born? You know what I'm saying? Go on and pop that bad boy. I want to be on it. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. All my friends know this. And here's the deal. To dish it out, you got to be able to take it. You got to be able to take it. You got to have a sense of humor. I have friends that will rag on me about whatever. They will talk about bald. They'll talk about my weight, my height. whatever. I don't have a whole lot you can criticize. I'm a fairly, you know, well put together fella, especially for my age. And I can hold my own in most circumstances. I was playing. Y'all, I probably told this story, but I remember we had a turkey bowl during Thanksgiving, and all these, you know, early 20-something, 30-somethings were out there playing, and it was a neighborhood deal, so they said, hey, man, come on out and play. I went out there. I scored so many touchdowns that these guys were going, who is this ringer? Who is this ringer? And I'm telling you, I was a solid decade older than any of them, maybe older. And I was running around there like I was a four-year-old that could catch. So, yeah, I can take it. I can dish it out and I can take it. And when I'm not good, like hockey, I skate like a pig on ice. You would have lots to ridicule me about, and I would go after the drink, after the game, rather, for drinks, and you would tell me how bad I was, and I would go, yeah, man, it was. No, it's actually worse than you even tell me. That's my nature. We should be able to take a joke. But we can't. So anyway, Shane Gillis was going to be hired on Saturday Night Live. We talked about this on the program. Going to be hired on Saturday Night Live. They found old material where he criticized Asians and decided, well, in the spirit of being, you know, pro-Asian, we cannot make, you know, we can't let Sean be on Saturday Night Live. And I'll be honest with you, Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny for decades. I never watch it. I don't care. But I guess in some circles, it's still a big deal. So Rob Schneider, former Saturday Night Live cast member, said, hey, man, you shouldn't be held to task over your comedy. Comedy can be malicious at times, but it can also... Comedy is such a tool, I swear. It's an amazing tool. Dave Chappelle doing Juicy Smollett was... that was one of the best bits ever. And, you know, now, I talked about Juicy Smollett, but I didn't make him French. And just Juicy Smollett. But David Chappelle did, and it was hysterical, and he was making the bigger point. He was criticizing the inability of black people to criticize Jussie, so they shut up. The LGBT community jumping on Juicy's, in this case, his side, when they knew this dude was wrong. It didn't matter. Look at the stuff that just happened with Kavanaugh. Didn't matter, right? I'm not talking about the first part. I'm talking about part two of Kavanaugh, where the New York Times blatantly omitted stuff live and still want you to believe that they're a credible news source. This is where we are. The reason why I want to bring up this guy Gillis, though, is he came back and he says it would be the funniest. He says he joked that Donald Trump would be the funniest president to get shot in his first return to stand-up. Now, I love that he did this, and here's why. He's not wishing for the president to get shot. He's joking about how Donald Trump would react if he got shot. It was enough to cause controversy on both sides, to make everybody think about the issue. See, that's what beautiful thing is about comedy. Because I've written a show, a pilot for it called In Comedy There's Truth. In comedy there is truth. And what the left wants to do is they want to silence these comics from the truth. They go on to say this. Gillis was booted from the NBC late night staple after a YouTube video surfaced of him using a racial slur while discussing a Chinatown neighborhood with another comedian. Two comedians riffing over material. In addition to the jokes about President Trump, the 31-year-old comic addressed the backlash he received since his joke came to light. This was hysterical. So here's what he said. Now he's doing stand-up and he says this. He says, it's been weird. He says, Twitter obviously has been nuts. You try to stay off it while the whole country hates you. That's not a fun feeling. He says, everybody's like, you can't say blank and not expect consequences. I'm fine with the consequences. That's it. I'm not arguing. But I do want everyone to know that I've been reading every one of my death threats within an Asian accent. That, my friends, is hysterical. That's hysterical. Good for him for getting up off the ground, going on stage, and making a joke out of the circumstances. That's what's called a callback. You know, he gets fired because he was saying some off-color things about Asians. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever used an Asian voice like, oh, yeah, I was talking to this Asian dude. He was like, well, Kevin, you need to know something such. You ever done that? You ever talk like an essay, man? You ever talk like this? Hey, man, I was talking to this Mexican dude. He was telling me something like this, man, you know? A Puerto Rican, you know you're talking to a Puerto Rican dude. It's very different. It's very different. Or you ever done a black boy? Yeah, man, so like, you know, my brother, you know, you all talking about stuff like this. You ever done those? Maybe you talked to the girly boys.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Here's the thing. We've all done it. There's hardly a person over 30 years old that hasn't told, you know, an off-color joke. I'll never forget my basketball coach. He said this. We were going into basketball practice, me and a dude named Fagan, a black dude, and his name is Fred. And the coach goes up, the white coach, he comes up, he says, hey. He says, Jackson, Fagan. He says, how do you keep five guys from raping a white woman? And we were like, no, no, coach. He says, throw him a basketball. We just shut up. And we walked away. Now, I'm going to tell you, in today's society, coach is fired. Coach said that it wasn't just us. I mean, he was telling the joke to us, but other people heard it. You know? Another one of my teachers, he said this. What do you call four Mexicans drowning in the Rio Grande? I'm telling you, true story. I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, Cuatro Cinco. Funny joke. When you think about just the play on words. Obviously, four Mexicans drowning in the Rio Grande isn't funny, but you get the meaning, right? So, this is the way things are. Anyway, I love the Gillis Dithies. He says he was labeled a bad guy, he says, and people assume that he was alt-right or something. He says, for real, though, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. He winked at the audience. I didn't, but that was tough. His whole campaign was at me. Are you a fat idiot? Yeah, dude. What are we doing? And he's joking about that. Good for him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he's in New York City attending the UN General Assembly meetings. The president says he's willing to help make a deal between India and Pakistan.
It will be dependent on both of these gentlemen. One without the other doesn't work if you're going to do mediation or if you're going to do an arbitration. But certainly I would be willing to help if both Pakistan, let's say, and India wanted me to do that.
president does continue to field questions about a July phone conversation he had with the president of Ukraine at the UN. The president called it another Democratic witch hunt, adding, "Here we go again." The whistleblower who reported the phone call to the intelligence community did not even hear the actual phone call that the president had with the Ukrainian president. And the UAW and GM are continuing talks to end a strike that began last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who did you bet on that was going to be the next Democrat to lead the president? I was going to call it the plantation, but he didn't lead the plantation. But who did you bet? Did you think it was going to be Bill de Blasio, the absentee mayor? Mayor of Funky Town? Won't you take me to Funky Town? It doesn't matter what liberal city you choose, you can play that tune. Funky Town. Because they're all Funky Town. San Francisco, crap maps. They got doggy, they got doo-doo maps. Not for animals. Look, if your animal poops on the sidewalk, you'll get fined if you don't pick that up. But you're homeless and you poop in the middle of hate, of the hate district in San Francisco, and nobody will say a word. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I wish we had more people to build stuff, because I wanted to do like a presidential final four, you know, the categories, and then have them kind of go at each other. And you'd have to be creative in how you did it, because, you know, they're going to drop like flies. I'm glad that it's so close. You know what I mean? And when I say so close, I'm saying there are still, think about it this way. You've got Joe Biden, who's number one, right? Supposedly. I don't know if that's the case anymore. You've got number two and number three is either Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, depending on which poll one of them paid for, right? So you got that. But then you got the hangers-on, the ones that are waiting for one of those top three to screw the pooch publicly and without a condom so they can at least jump in the mix. That's the group that's waiting. So you have enough of those to where money continues to get sucked out of the system. I told you guys this a while back. This should be our strategy. This is our strategy. This is what we want. So we lose another one. But here's the thing. Bill de Blasio never made any traction. You want to know who else isn't making an ounce of traction? He can hang in there a long time, though, because he got a lot of money. That's Tom Steyer. Billionaire anti-Trump guy. He can hang in there like a hair on a biscuit. Here's what they said about Bill de Blasio. Should Argentina be crying for him? Don't cry for me, Argentina. They say this. This was in Western Journal. Although New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is officially out of the running for the 2020 presidential nomination, President Trump didn't let him leave without a scathing tweet summarizing his train wreck of a campaign. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second, and I'm going to say something to you. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an education in politics. So there's a saying in politics, never fight down. In other words, if some ingenue, some up-and-comer wants to get into the fray, they will come to you and Kim, try to pick a fight. And the minute you pick a fight with them, well, then you're down at their level, and suddenly they're in prominence. And Donald Trump, like practically everything he does politically, has said, the heck with that. That's just silly. And he's right. And let me tell you why. Because I've done it. People that pick fights with me, I don't even know who they are. They have 3 people following them, 14 people following them, and nobody retweets them or whatever. They start some mess. Pepper that head, man. I pepper that head. And, you know, my staff will go, Kevin, why are you picking a fight with him? He's got 10 people. I'm like, because the person who has 5 people may not pick the next fight. In other words, if you show that you're willing to fight, people tend to leave you alone. Now, there's a flip side to that, because there's a yin and a yang of everything in the universe. People can distract you, and you're fighting all the time. But you got to be selective. But here's what I want to tell you about Donald Trump fighting down. What the big deal is, because people need to know. Donald Trump looks at it this way. I'm number one. I'm the king. I am the heavyweight champion of politics. If you want to get in the ring with me, every day is a fight. I'm training for a fight every day. I'm going to knock you out. And he also understands this. When he picks that fight with Bill de Blasio or Rosie O'Donnell or whomever, they are little. No matter what they do, they are not going to become big. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, just by virtue of Donald Trump sparring with them, oh, they could take him. Because let me tell you how this thing works. Somebody will take a tweet and go, ooh, Donald Trump engaged with me. And then they want to make some hay. You can only make as much hay as you can make. So I'll give you an example. Omarosa. Omarosa was literally given the keys to the kingdom. Donald Trump said, go in there, build me a black outreach program. You're not a conservative. You're not a Republican. But you know what you are, Omarosa? You are interested, supposedly, in changing the lives of blacks. There should be no politics in that. And he gave her a shot. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that to me is one of the most amazing. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, that should be something you should be, that should marinate in your brain. That Donald Trump, knowing that Omarosa was not a Republican, not a conservative, and in fact was a Democrat, he knew all the things against her, that she is angry black woman on steroids. He watched her behaviors, but he saw the one little glimmer in her, and he said, you know what, I'll give her a chance to prove herself, to prove that she really has black people's interest in mind. Let me tell you something, a little inside baseball. Omarosa kept as many prominent blacks, people that could make a difference, away from Donald Trump as she could. She sabotaged the black the outreach program that Donald Trump wanted to create. That's what she did. Those are the facts. And then she took advantage of what it got her, because that's her personality. By the way, that's a typical leftist personality. She took that and tried to make it into something more. When they finally tired of her, when she finally just, it was the last straw, not listening to anybody, including Trump's chief of staff, they fire her. And what does she do? She starts backstabbing. She starts saying, Donald Trump says, Donald Trump said, Donald Trump said. Donald Trump went after her, said she was never, she didn't deserve it to begin with. He was 100% right. He gave her a chance and she blew it. And now I'll ask you a very simple question. Did she win? What do you think Omarosa's career plan, career path would have been had she done what she was brought on to do? What would be her career path versus now? Oh, sure. She was the belle of the ball for all of a month, because leftists wanted to hear the dirt, and they heard the dirt. And now what's she doing? She's jumping around from panel to panel, essentially out there slaving to try to get a little bit of chump change. When had she done what she said she was going to do, she would have rebuilt herself. That's what would have happened. You want to call that a winner? That's not a winner. Contrast that with Nikki Haley. Now, Nikki Haley's not against President Trump, but I just want you to say, understand, she left the administration on her own terms, did an amazing job running the UN, and she, I very much believe, will be America's first female president. Now, that's the difference. So when you say don't fight down, let me tell you something. Donald Trump is 100% right to fight down. And I'll ask you this question this way. You're a grown bud man or a grown bud woman. And you got your four-year-old there. And the 16-year-old kid walks up and drop kicks your four-year-old kid in the face to the ground. You gonna fight down? I'm just curious. See, I don't know that terminology. A fight, the only time you're going to get from me, I'll put it to you this way because I don't want to speak for everybody. The only time you're going to get in a fight from me is when there needs to be a fight. I'm not looking to fight. I'm not looking to fight politically. I'm not looking to fight ideologically. I was going to get it figured out. I'm not looking for the fight. I'm happy to give you my opinion. We can get into a debate. I'm not looking for a fight. But what I will tell you is I'm a samurai. The minute I pull that sword, somebody's got to die. Could be me, but somebody's going to die because there's going to be a fight. So here's my point. When Donald Trump decides he's going to pick a fight, he picks the fight. It isn't that he wants to pick a fight because he's a warrior and he's just liking to fight. Warriors don't like to fight. That's like asking a barber, when you get home, you want to cut some hair? No. He wants to rest. He wants to watch TV. He wants to do anything but cut hair. A warrior wants to do anything but fight. But if you want to fight, he'll give it to you. And that's what you should be happy about. That's what you should be thinking about. Yeah. Everybody was glad de Blasio was gone. Part-time mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who was polling at a solid zero, but had tremendous room for growth, had shockingly dropped out of the presidential race. New York is devastated. He's coming home. That's what Trump tweeted. I love it. Always polling at the bottom of the pack, somebody said, was seemingly a victim of his own uninspired campaign and record. In his home state, he couldn't even get 1% support, a poll found. Instead of being a bastion of support, New Yorkers, they say, were terrified of a de Blasio presidency. They said, maybe this is due to New York's surging homeless crisis, a problem that de Blasio hasn't been able to fix. Similar homeless crisis in other cities. Well, guess what, liberals? That's what the left gives you. Crisis.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, the administration's plan to divert military funds to pay for President Trump's border wall is again raising questions about the reach of presidential power. Fox News analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano is accusing Congress of enabling Trump to act as a tyrant.
When Donald Trump imposes a sales tax on items from China, when he builds a wall at the Mexico-Texas border using funds that the Congress denied him, but he takes the funds anyway, he is merely using the power that Congress has given to him and former presidents in violation of the Constitution. When that happens, when Congress throws up its hands and says, let the president do it, that's dangerous to our liberty, because the beauty of our liberty is the division, the separation of powers. Congress writes the laws, the president enforces them, the courts interpret them. But when Congress lets presidents write their own laws, then he's not a president, he's a prince.
So there you go, Susan Del Prescio.
By the way, that's how real conservatives still talk.
Yeah.
That was a clip from Morning Joe. Joe and his wife, Micah. And by the way, that's how conservatives really talk. That's how the real conservatives talk. Joe Scarborough, wow, man. I got to tell you, some of the so-called Republicans, people that call themselves that, they're an embarrassment. They have no clue what it means to be a Republican. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. So they go on Morning Joe to discuss Donald Trump and the border wall. And I want to play the rest of the clip because you just have to understand, he's diverting funds. Let me tell you what Donald Trump is doing. He's saying, I promised to build a border wall. Congress have all agreed that we need a border wall, and they don't want to build it because they're lying to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use all the tricks of the government. This is what the left did to get Obamacare in. I mean, name me something where these clowns didn't use some trickery in order to get something passed. And by the way, something we didn't even want. In the case of a border wall, there's no major Democrat, I'm talking going back for decades, that has not said, we need better border security, a border wall, stop the illegal immigration. That Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all of them have all said it. And why hasn't it happened? I mean, it's always, I'm telling you, I'm not I am a pretty brilliant guy, but I'm telling you, when it comes to certain things, it's common sense. Something that's repetitive, it would be like somebody saying, man, the trash is overflowing. Somebody needs to take the trash out. Trash is overflowing. You know, yeah, we're going to take that trash out. So the trash needs to go out, you know, but it's never out. And it's just ganging up in the house, and there's nowhere to move or sleep. And eventually you look like a hoarder, and somebody goes, well, you know, what needs to be done? Well, we need to take the trash out. And then you know what happens? Donald Trump comes along and says, what kind of mess is this? Holy crap. We got to get the trash out. And he campaigns, I'm going to get the trash out of that place. That place could look a lot better. If you've seen that place, it's disgusting. It's a crap hole. We need to clean it up. It looks like homeless people are living in there. Let's get the... And everybody's like, you're right, President Trump. That's a terrible place. And Donald Trump would be saying, that place used to be magnificent 20 years ago. It was a showpiece. I used to drive by there on my bike. It was on my paper route. You need to get rid of that trash. And then we elect him. And then he goes to get rid of the trash. And you know what happens with the Democrats and the people that the crazy ilk that believe as they do? They act like a hoarder. You know what hoarders do when they start cleaning up the trash? They're like, and they freak out. You want to throw away a dirty piece of trash that's got mold on it? I might need that. Don't throw that away. I swear, this is such a great analogy for how these people are. They know that something needs to get done, yet they do nothing. Let me tell you a quick story. I was having a conversation with one of my proteges. Her name is Lucretia. And I said to Lucretia, we've been dealing with each other for 2 years. And I said, Lucretia, what is the number one thing that stands in the way of black folks? And she knows the answer. And she said to me, fear of success. I said, exactly. Fear of success. That's what stands in front of America. That's what stands in front of these Democrats. The fear of success. They don't want it to be successful because they're afraid, in their case, they're going to lose their power. They'll be out of a job. If they solve the border crisis, if we make government run efficiently, what happens to the left? They're out of job. They're like, well, we have to scale back government. It's very difficult to work for obsolescence, meaning you're working to be out of a job. I'm working for obsolescence. There is nothing about this that I do that I wouldn't stop tomorrow if the problem were solved. I would go back into corporate America or, you know, figure out something else to do with my life. If you say, Kevin, you can put a magic wand, boom, it's over and you've achieved what you want to achieve, I would suck paper leaving this industry. Not because I don't love you guys, but because there are better things for me to be doing with my time. I want to be done. The problem is government doesn't. Let's play the rest of this clip because I want to play Trump talking about the border.
He's dead right, and that's on Fox News. And Susan, at some point, you wonder if members of Congress might actually hear this, let alone think for it themselves.
You're right, Mika, because when President Trump started out, he had a complacent majority with the Senate the House. Now he's lost the House. So it's really one of the reasons why I was actually happy to see Nancy Pelosi become Speaker, because I know she understands the process and understands leadership. She's got to force the President's hand on this. Unfortunately, we cannot rely on the Senate. We can't even rely on some voices in the Senate to be responsible. So this is going to fall on her, and I hope she's able to do something. I think the NAFTA 2.0 deal is a very good thing to hold over the president's head, because that is literally the only thing that he's almost negotiated through completion. So there's a lot of opportunity for there. But the other thing we have to be careful about is, you know, talking about the president as a prince, is this summer he said, don't believe what you read or see, believe what I tell you. This is what he does. He overtalks an issue. So as if he says it enough, we will believe Alabama was in that path. It does not make it true. When the stock market fell 800 points in one day, and it was all talking about a global slowdown, his strategy was to overtalk the issue. So Trump, you know, I don't know if we can wait till 2020 to put him in his place, but hopefully Nancy Pelosi can.
Rantings of crazy leftists. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to this Kevin Jackson Show. So they want to blame, Trump said the hurricane was going to be in Alabama. Who cares? I don't care. Let me ask you, do you think the average person cares about that? The stock market dropped 800 points. Where is it today? To be honest, I haven't looked. Let me tell you what has happened with my stock portfolio. I used to watch it all the time. It would be like, oh, God. You know, I put my money in. I figure it's going to go up. It's going to go up because of everything that I keep preaching to you guys about what's going to come with the trade deals. But what's funny is, what does this girl want to do? Nancy Pelosi should use what the president has almost done successfully, which is NAFTA 2.0, to hold it over his head. These people don't understand. The negotiation tactics that they use against Trump are not going to work. But go for it. If you think it is, go for it. Anyway, I want to move on because I wanted to play this clip of Donald Trump calling the media out. And she alluded to it, that he says, don't believe what you read. Don't believe the other stuff. Believe me. But here's Trump calling the media out. And then the last thing I want to play is Trump at the border.
It's another media disaster. The media has lost so much credibility in this country. Our media has become the laughingstock of the world. When you look at what they did to Justice Kavanaugh and so many other things last week, I think this is one of the worst weeks in the history of the fake news media. You have been wrong on so many things, and this one will be, I wouldn't say it will top the list, because I think you can't do worse than some of the stories you missed over the last week or two. But the media of our country is laughed at all over the world now. You're a joke.
Harsh, deserved words. They are a joke. They know that Donald Trump wants nothing but the best for this country in terms of protecting the citizens and so on and so forth. And they go after everything and everybody. And he's right. This Kavanaugh thing was just the biggest fiasco. And they aren't going to live this stuff down. But I don't want to get it back into that, back into the weeds. I want to talk about the border wall. So here's Trump giving a press conference, I believe in Mesa, Arizona, impromptu. He's down there looking at the building of the wall.
Mr. President?
Yes.
There's a tradition here on the border that anyone who works on the wall signs the wall for us.
Sign it. I'll sign it. Let's go.
I'll sign it. Let's go. Powerful words. Oh, the wall's not being built. Oh, he'll never build that wall. All the things that the left said about it. He's not keeping his campaign promises. Hey, Ann Coulter, we're friends, but what about this?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.